The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, WhatsApp is changing. The messaging app has announced it will bring in usernames for accounts, meaning it will no longer require users to share their phone number with other WhatsApp accounts. But when will this happen and what does this mean for you? Joining me now to discuss this is Irish Times business and technology journalist Ciara O'Brien. Ciara, I'm in WhatsApp groups like many of our listeners, and there are times when I think to myself, do I really want 40 odd people I don't really know very well knowing my phone number? This is what it protects us against, isn't it?
It is. So if you think about the amount of groups that you're in, and also now we communicate with businesses on WhatsApp. So you don't necessarily want to be handing out your mobile number to absolutely everybody. Because if you think about how much actually depends on your number, it's actually a lot of information kind of hinges on your phone number. So you don't really want to be handing that out to absolutely everybody. And as you said, very often there's people you don't know in those groups. I'm in an absolute ton of them myself. So what WhatsApp have decided to do is to move to usernames for those who want it. So I think, first of all, it's important to stress that this is going to be optional. So if you don't want to use the username, you don't have to. It's going to be rolled out gradually. So we're going to see now over the coming weeks, people will be able to reserve their usernames. And then, you know, the actual rollout of the usernames will come further down the line. They haven't actually said for definite when this is going to be implemented. The other thing to note is that although you will have a username that you can share with other people, it doesn't mean that you can now set up a WhatsApp account without a phone number. So you will still need to have a phone number to link to your WhatsApp account. That is not changing. So it's not a case that people just be able to set up usernames willy-nilly, as we've seen with other messaging apps, because that is a huge problem, you know, because if there is no kind of phone number linked to those accounts, well then, you know, you could set up 20, 30 different accounts, and it is an absolute haven then for scammers and spammers. All of which, you know, you don't really want infiltrating your WhatsApp.
And stalkers and abusers and all of that, I presume as well. Am I right in thinking from what you're describing here that the username, like, so I'm in a WhatsApp group with you and I don't know your number, but it pops up Ciara O'Brien, so I know who's typing into the group. But I can't just go off on a sidebar in that group and set up a contact, Ciara O'Brien, now that I have your username, I would need your number as well to do that. So I can't contact you individually. Is that how this works?
You will only be able to contact me through my username. You wouldn't actually get my phone number. So outside of WhatsApp, if I have somebody blocked on WhatsApp, then they can't get around that by using my phone number, say just on a regular network.
I can set you up as a contact and message you, but I can't give other people your number because I don't have it. Is that how it works? I'm just trying to get a sense of this.
So WhatsApp have implemented, I suppose, a security feature for this. So you can add an extra layer of security, and this is optional, but I would encourage people to do it. So when you get your username, you can set up basically an optional code. So if you want to add me to a conversation or you want to message me, you don't have my number, you have my username, I have this code enabled, you can't message me without that code. So there is an optional kind of security feature where people can add in that extra layer and say, right, yeah, you can message me, but you have to have these two things. And the thing is, like, if you don't know somebody, it's unlikely that you're going to have both of those.
Okay. So and you wouldn't be giving that code, even though it's not your number. I suppose my code was 637 or something. I wouldn't be giving that out to other people because that would facilitate them messaging me.
Not unless you wanted them to message you. If you want them to message you, great, but you won't actually get notified if somebody is trying to message you and they can't because they don't have that extra code.
Okay. I presume if I want them to message me, I'd probably just give them my number.
Absolutely. Or maybe not. Maybe it's it's kind of a stranger. Maybe, as you said, you're in these WhatsApp groups for sports. You might not necessarily want absolutely everybody having that code and that ability to message you. So they would have your username, but they wouldn't have the code. So I think that does give an extra layer of security. And it also will stop a good chunk of the scammers and the spammers that are bound to kind of pop up because of this. Because the unintended consequence of this is that with a mobile number, you have accountability in a way to verify somebody's identity. So you message me, I see that's your number. I can message you outside or call you outside of WhatsApp to make sure that you are who you say you are. With usernames, there's a couple of possibilities here that, you know, people could, first of all, spoof usernames. You know, you see it all the time on social media platforms where somebody changes ever so slightly a username to that, so it still looks genuine. Like they swap out an L for a 1, or you know, stuff like that, or a 0 for an O, and it still looks like a genuine username, but it's not the same person. You know, it's not the actual person that you think it is, because they've just changed it ever so slightly, and people will get fooled by that. So I think
so somebody,
having these extra,
somebody nefarious could set up a WhatsApp group. They have a phone number, but you can't see it. They use it. Bogus profile picture and a username that sounds benign or sounds official or sounds businesslike or whatever, that's going to make this a bit trickier now for people going forward, isn't it?
Like, it is.
I see the advantages to our privacy, but there are obviously disadvantages here in terms of people who might want to take advantage.
Yeah, there are always unintended consequences. So say somebody decides they want to, say, spoof your username and your username is Kira Kelly. They could set up Kira Kelly, but instead of the L's, or instead of the L's, they put in 1s. And not everybody will notice that at first glance. We've all been kind of fooled. You know, if you're doing something very quickly and you get a message that seems to be from a genuine person, the username looks very genuine, but there's just these tiny little changes that you don't always notice on first glance.
And Kira, you mentioned about usernames there. Supposing I want to be Kira Kelly as my username, but supposing there's loads of other Kira Kellys, is it a unique username, or is it, or can there be loads of, like, will I be Kira Kelly 123 or something? Is that how that's going to work?
Yeah, the usernames will all be unique. So at the moment on WhatsApp, you have a profile name and you have your mobile number. You will still be able to change your profile name to whatever you want, but your username will be unique. So there'll be one Kira Kelly, and then everybody else is going to have variations of that name. Okay. So when they open up the reservations for this, you have to be quick to try and get your own kind of preferred username, and they are going to be reserving, they're going to put a block on, say, you know, famous people's names and brands. They will reserve those for the actual brands themselves, or they will put a block on people, you know, I suppose cyber squatting on those names, as we've seen happen, say, with emails where people try to sell them off for massive amount of money.
Yeah. And I suppose lastly, so I see the ups and the downs for this. It's probably more good than bad, but when is this all happening? And as you say, do we have to hop on our own username pretty fast?
I would say, even if you don't want to use the usernames, there's a lot of users in there. Even if you don't want to use the username, it's probably a good idea to try and reserve something that looks like yours, in case you change your mind further down the line and you don't want to end up with Kira Kelly 00579. It's just awkward. But also to try and protect your own identity. So if you get your full name as your username, at least, you know, it stops somebody else from using it for nefarious reasons. Now, look, not everybody is going to be trying to reserve those usernames for bad purposes. You know, there will be plenty of Kira Kellys out there. There are plenty of Kira O'Briens out there. But if you want your, I suppose, the closest thing to your genuine name, then, you know, it's worth getting it, even if you don't want to use it, you know, because there's no obligation on you to do this. This is a purely optional thing. You can still continue to share your mobile number with, you know, everybody, every Tom, Dick and Harry that wants to contact you. This is entirely a user choice. And it is something that, I suppose, you know, if you do feel strongly about being able to be contacted by random strangers, you know, that maybe it might be something you'll implement. If you're not sure, I'd say grab the username anyway, just to be on the safe side.
Irish Times business technology journalist Kira O'Brien, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.